ministry.
对, ministry 不太一样哈。
That's different words.
神奥秘式的管家。
So that's, we are the stewards of God's mystery.
所以我们要从神的话语里面来看见 圣经怎么样把这个神的奥秘来向人启示。
So that through his word and through the scripture, we're able to see how God revealed his truth to us.
在物质的世界,
in the physical world,
我们都在那里看见科技的进步。
We see how technology has been advanced.
国家也好, 公司也好, 想要领先。
For country or for company, they try to make ahead of the technology.
那你要领先的话, 你就必须要有你自己的专长。
So in order to be ahead of all your competitors, you have to have your niche.
那这一个专长就是所谓的机密了。
That niche has to be a secret,
对吧?
A mystery.
你在这个机密上, 你能够掌握, 你就能够领先。
If you get hold of this mystery, you will be ahead of your competitor.
这是物质的世界, 是如此。
So this is a rule, or this is a law for physical world.
那么在属灵的世界呢?
But in a spiritual world,
也是一样。
This is the same law.
神是这个宇宙中最大的奥秘。
And we know that God himself is the greatest mystery of the universe.
他如果不向人启示他是谁,
if he does not reveal himself to people,
我们没有人能够认识他,
there is no one who will be able to understand him.
那我们跟他就不能够发生一个直接的关系。
And in this way, we have nothing to do with him.
除非神乐意把他自己启示给我们。
Unless God is willing to reveal himself to us,
那我们才有希望。
And in that way, we are in hope.
我们常常问一个很简单却是非常难回答的问题。
We always ask a simple question, yet hard to, yet to answer.
我是谁?
Yet hard to answer.
我是谁?
Who am I?
我从哪里来?
Where do I come from?
死了去哪?
And
死了以后去哪里?
And where am I going after death?
这些都是每一个人从小 都会有的问题。
And I think this is probably the question that you start to ask yourself when you're very young.
可是没有人能够真正把这一个问题的真实的答案给我们。
But really, no one really can really answer that question.
除非
Unless
你找到这位赐我们生命的这位神。
You find this very true God who has granted us this life.
他可以把这个谜语打开来。
And he's able to really open the riddle.
当你明白了这个奥秘,
And when we came to understand this mystery,
你就知道你活着为什么。
And you will come to understand why do we live.
你的人生才有真实的方向。
And we will have the true purpose of life.
你知道, 我们今天的世界是一个非常物质发达的世界。
We know that in today's world, especially in this country, materialism is quite a veil.
今天到一个地步,你都不需要 自己读什么很多的书。
And in today's world, the technology is so advanced that you don't have to read many books.
你只要有一个 所谓 smartphone.
All you need is a smartphone.
你能够上网。
With internet.
你不管要问什么东西, 你就Google就是了。
Yeah, whatever question, you just need to Google it.
那你的答案差不多都可以找出来了。
And many answers popping up.
所以到一个地步, 今天有一个新的教会, 讲到他们的神叫做AI。
Yeah, so in probably we are to this at such extent there is a church called the Church of AI.
对,今天这一类型的教会好像 正在美国成长。
And it seems to me that this kind of a church of artificial intelligence has been prevailing in this country.
他把人工智慧标榜成今天人的神。
They raised AI to such a great extent to be the God of human beings.
我们只要崇拜他就可以了。
All we need to do is to worship AI.
但是这都是撒旦的计谋。
And please, I'm telling you, this is the schemes of Satan.
让我们 把假的当作真的,
so that we took false God to be the true God.
但是我们每一个基督徒我们应该知道,
but every Christian shall know,
我们的神才是真正应当敬拜的生命的源头。
Our God is worthy of our praise and worship because he is the very beginning and the source of life.
在这样的一个追逐, 知识, 追逐所谓人工智慧的这样的一个世代里面,
so in such ages where people, when people seek in AI,
人今天最多的病是什么病呢?
And you know, what is the greatest disease,
啊,
or the most popular disease that people facing?
叫做忧郁症。
It's called a depression.
这个忧郁症不管是年长年纪大的中年的青年的少年的都有。
And actually, it does not happen to older people. It crosses all the ages.
前两天我在网上看到这个消息。
And I read the news from the internet a few days ago.
说这个去年跟今年来相比的话。
So if we do the comparison between last year and this year.
就是忧郁症这几个字。
So depression, that single word.
在网上去年的搜索的次数比起今年搜索的次数今年要比去年增加 50%。
So this year the times of searches of the word depression has been increased by 50%.
对这个点击量
So the clicking
就有 50% 的增加
The times of clicking has increased over 50%.
因为今天的人虽然你有很多很多的资讯
Although we're living in the time of information
但是并不带给你快乐
That doesn't necessarily mean to bring you happiness.
那我们来读一节圣经。
So let's read one scripture.
传道书第一章十八节。
From a book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes.
这个字很难念。
It's hard to pronounce. That's chapter 1, verse 18.
对，传道书第一章第十八节。
So book of Ecclesiastes.Chapter 1, verse 18.
这本书是谁写的？是古时候圣经里面讲最有智慧的那一个人。
It is said that this book has been written by the greatest, by the most wise man.
那个人叫做所罗门王。
And that man was King Solomon.
他写了这本书。
He wrote this very book.
你看他的第一节，他说在耶路撒冷作王，大卫的儿子传道者的言语。
In the beginning, he says, Hold on.
对不起，跳了一节啊。
No, that's fine. Sorry. Please bear with me.
他的第一句话。
The very first one is the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem.
就是他就告诉我们。他就是这一个曾经在耶路撒冷做王最聪明的这个王。
So from the beginning, we know that who is the author who write this letter.
对他自己做一个结论。
So he made a conclusion.
十八节。
In verse 18.
因为多有智慧，就多有愁烦；加增知识的，就增加什么？忧伤。
Verse 18.Because in much wisdom there is a much grief, and increasing knowledge results in increasing pain.
这是这个过来人，他有了所有的智慧，有所有的知识，他的结论，他说我得到的是什么？
So this is the conclusion of a seasoned man who's been going through the ups and downs of his life.
他说我得到的是愁烦与忧伤。
So what he received is a grief and a pain.
这个忧伤是今天这个时代的一个特色。
And I think grief seems to be the theme of this age.
因为你没有出路。
Because there is no way out.
你知道很多。
You may know much.
但是你却不知道这一切的后面，我们到底为什么活在这个世界。
Yet we don't know why behind all these information.
所以你想不通了。
So when people can't figure out.
你没有出路了
There is no way out.
所以自然而然就怎么样忧伤
So all this much wisdom, that is much grief.
所以今天人越聪明越有知识我们越多的就是忧郁
So if there is much more wisdom, more knowledge, more wisdom, there is much more grief.
老人有老人的忧郁
And we know that older people has their own grief.
中年人有中年的忧郁
And the middle age has their own grief.
青年有青年的忧郁小朋友有小朋友的忧郁
And younger people has their own grief, and even the little ones have their own grief.
没有信神有没有信神的忧郁
And not knowing God, those who do not know God have their own griefs.
稀奇的是连信神的基督徒也照样有人忧郁
Even some of the Christians have their own griefs.
刚好徐伟弟兄走进来
Since our brother 徐伟 just walked in.
他上礼拜跟我讲一个故事。
Last Sunday, he shared a story.
他一个最好的朋友。
One of his best friends.
在东海岸。
I live in the East Coast.
不管各个方面，学业、工作、家庭，都是人上人呢。
He is considered superb in almost every aspects, whether life, career, whatever.
他的儿子 他的儿子今年要毕业，已经有六个 Ivy League 的大学要给他奖学金。
And he's one of his sons actually will be graduated from a high school, and he has already received six offers from these Ivy League colleges.
所以从人来看是非常成功的人。
So from a man's perspective, he is a super.
而且他是很好的基督徒。
And he's really a good Christian.
但是好字上面要打两个引号。
You have to put a quotation mark there. He's a so-called good Christian.
他说他大 shock.
And when he heard the news, he was great, he was shocked.
他什么跳河了，他自杀，是吧？跳河自杀。
And he committed suicide. He drowned himself in river.
所以你就会发现人他这么成功，在人的眼中，在这个世界来讲，是一个非常成功。
Although he was considered as successful, he committed suicide.
所以，那更不用说这个世界。你比如说中国的这些大官，很多人都跳楼啊。
And to not to mention those high officials back in China, many of them actually jump from the high scrapes and close their lives.
为什么？
Why did he do it?
没有出路。
There is no way out.
这个脑袋想不通了。
When it cannot figure out.
出不来了。
When it cannot get out of it.
你自然而然就有一个声音，魔鬼就在你的耳边说：“那你去死吧。”
And Satan is breathing to you and whispering to your ears, "Go die."
所以有的人就跳楼、跳河，什么都有。
And people did.
圣经里面最显明的一个例子是谁？
And one of the obvious examples from the Bible.
耶稣十二个门徒中间的一个，犹大，对吧？
是 Judea.
他就是自杀了。
He committed suicide himself.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So my dear fellow Christians,
你走投无路的时候，你就会忧郁。
When there seems no way, you will get depressed.
那你在忧郁里面看不到希望，没有光明，前途无路。你只有一条路，就是自杀。
And when there is no way out, there is only one end to it.
你觉得一切都没有意义了。
Because nothing is meaningful.
你所有的奋斗，你所有努力，你所有受的苦，你却得不到你自己心目中认为可以解释你的这一切。你最后只有走上绝境。
Because through all your sufferings, all your struggles, all the hard working, when there seems no way, there is nothing left but to die.
所以。我们必须来到神的话语里头。
So we have to come before God over and over.
那就是刚刚我们读的这一个所罗门的话。
Just like the scripture has said.
他如果我是注重这个日光以下的事情，就是这地上的事情。
Because if we focus on things below.
不管我多聪明，多有多大的成就。
No matter how I'm smart or how I'm successful.
我发现我所有的劳苦都是扑风。都是捉影。
I found all my success, all my hard working is chasing after the wind.
最后的结论，不管你成功与不成功，结论都是一样，都是死亡。
So the conclusion is whether you are successful or you are not.
所以你找不到。
The end is always death.
你找不到意义 ，meaning.
Because there is no way out, there is no meaning at all.
所以我们就必须来从神的话语里头找到。到底这一切它最后的意义是什么
？So you see, as Christians, we're seeking the ultimate meaning of life.
好，那我们刚刚开始的就说到这一切的答案在哪里
？So like we started from the beginning, what is truly the answer to it?
人不是答案。
Human beings or people are not the answer.
对，连最聪明的哲学家最后他的结论，他是说荒谬 ，absurd。
Yeah, even the wisest philosopher would say the end of the meaning of life is absurd or absurdity.
人生就是荒谬。
Life is absurdity.
但是真的没有出路吗
？Really, there is no way out in life.
那我们最近的题目就是讲到神的奥秘。
That kind of draws us back to the very theme that we've been talking over the weeks: mystery, the mystery of God.
我们如果知道生命的奥秘
，if we know The mystery of life.
那你就必须知道这个奥秘的源头是在神自己。
We have to know the very source of the mystery, that is God Himself.
所以你认识他，你就能够找到答案。
We know Him, we'll find the answer.
好，那我们过去曾经已经讲过了神国的奥秘。
Now, during the past few weeks, we'll be talking about the kingdom, the mystery of a kingdom, kingdom of God.
然后神天国的奥秘。
The mystery of a kingdom of heavens.
我们上个礼拜讲到神的奥秘就是基督。
And last week we talked about the mystery of God as Jesus Christ himself.
那么这就是我们上礼拜看的哥罗西书。
So that theme actually we shared through the book of Colossians.
那我们今天呢要看另外一本书
today,
叫做以弗所书。
Today we're reading another book, the book of Ephesians.
江弟兄曾经这样做过一个总结。
And Brother Stephen has concluded.
我觉得非常棒。
I think that's just wonderful.
我们如果要认识耶稣是谁，
If we have to know who truly Jesus is,
那你就要去读四福音。
You have to read four gospel books.
对吧？四福音把耶稣基督是谁，用四本福音书向我们表明。
So because these four gospel books illustrated us who Jesus is.
那记载着耶稣的来龙去脉，对吧？
These books record who Jesus was, where did he came from.
说的最具体的就是最后一本书约翰福音的第一章第一节说什么？太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And in much detail, particularly in the Gospel of John, from the very beginning, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
耶稣基督是谁？
So that tells us who Jesus is.
他就是神的道。
He is the word of God.
然后呢，他是道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And that's incarnation. That's a word incarnation into flesh.
这是你从四本福音书来看见的耶稣。
So this is actually who Jesus is from the perspective of gospel books.
是神的儿子亲自来到这个地上，变成一个人，跟你跟我一样。
He is Son of God and became to the world to be just like a human being, like you and me.
他是无罪的。
He is sinless.
他是神心目中那个完美的人应该有的样子。
He is the perfect image of a perfect man.
然后，四本福音书之后就是，使徒行传。
So Acts followed four books of Gospels.
那么，因为前面四本福音书告诉我们，这位神的儿子曾经为我们的罪。他死在十字架上，三天埋葬，然后死里复活。
So these four gospel books told us who Jesus is, how he died on the cross, and how he was buried, and how he was resurrected from dead.
然后升天，对吧？
And ascend to heaven.
那使徒行传呢，就让我们看见升天以后的耶稣。
But the Acts really illustrate the Jesus who has ascended to heaven.
他就打发他的门徒开始从耶路撒冷把这个福音经过撒玛利亚犹太全地一直到地极展开了。
And in the book of Acts, it tells us how Jesus sent forth his apostles and the missionaries to preach his gospel from Samaria to the very end of the earth.
那表面看起来是这些门徒把耶稣的天国的福音传开。
So from surface it seems to me that it seems to us that it's his apostles who preach the gospel.
但实际上呢，还是这位升天的耶稣借着这120个人圣灵的浇灌，然后产生了一个身体叫做教会。
But truly, it's really Jesus who did all this work because he sent forth his 120 apostles or missionaries through them that the gospel was being preached.
所以江弟兄就是说，使徒行传是什么？
So Brother Stephen said, what this book of Acts is about.
啊，使徒行传简单的讲就是。这位在天上的耶稣借着地上的一个身体向这个世界来 做他的见证。
And simply put is that this very Jesus in heaven through his apostles and disciples on earth to preach and testify his glory.
四福音书只看到一个小的耶稣在地上他33年的经历。
So four gospel books about Jesus who as a man who how he did and on this earth.
但是使徒行传呢，是这个升天的耶稣在一个大的身体里头来彰显 耶稣。
But Book of Acts is really this very Jesus in heaven in a much bigger perspective, how he sent forth his missionaries and disciples to preach gospel.
听懂了没有？
I hope you understand that.
一个是小的一个人，这是四本福音书，一个小的耶稣。
So in four gospel books, it's about Jesus in a smaller perspective.
但是到了使徒行传呢？是一个奥秘的耶稣在他的身体的里面，是一个大的人，一个新的人，在这个世界一直到今天仍然存在。
And the book of Acts is about a much bigger Jesus in heavenly realm, how he sent forth his disciples.
这是使徒行传给我们看见的。
And that's what the book of Acts try to illustrate to us.
什么是以弗所书呢？
So how about the book of Ephesians?
以弗所书就是像这个约翰福音来解释这个耶稣是谁。
So the book of Ephesians is kind of a book that explains explain who really Jesus is through book of John.
对，耶稣基督本人是道成了肉身，对吧？
Because from the beginning of the book of John it says Jesus became the word, became the word, and he is the word.
整个的约翰福音就解释这个道是什么，把用二十一章圣经表明了。
So in the book of John, through this 21 chapters, this whole story telling us who Jesus is, because Jesus is the Word.
那么现在怎么来解释这一个大的人，这一位团体的耶稣，叫做教会的这个道理，就写在以弗所书里头。
So.In the book of Ephesians, and this book actually explains to us the corporate Jesus, in other words, the church.
那这个我们上礼拜讲到哥洛西书的时候，稍微讲了一下这两个教会怎么开始的。
And during our last Sunday service, we talk about how the church of Colossae and the church of Ephesus have started.
保罗在使徒行传里面告诉我们，他跟巴拿巴曾经是在一个外邦人的教会，叫做安提阿。
Paul explained in his letter that he and Barnabas used to work in a Gentile church called Church of Antioch.
对，有一天他们在一起侍奉主的时候
，And one day when they served the Lord together,
圣灵就说我要打发这两个人出去为我传道。
The spirit came down and told them that they will send these two men to preach gospel.
所以那一群弟兄姐妹就愿意一起祷告，打发这两个所谓的 missionary， 把他们打发出去，开始了所谓的mission trip。
So this group of brothers and sisters get together and they pray and they send for these two missionaries to start their mission trip.
那么保罗呢，在整个的使徒行传里面就给我们看见他一共出去了几次。
And from the book of Acts, how many times that Paul has conducted his mission trips?
四次。
Four times.
那么现在我们讲到这个以弗所的教会跟哥罗西的教会，就是在他第三次出去巡回布道的时候所做的工。
So the church of Colossae and the church of Ephesus were established by Paul during his third mission trip.
那个时候大概是主后54年。
That's probably about 50 BC.
54 AD.
Oh, 54 AD, sorry.
不是 BC, 是 AD.
AD.
是这个，然后保罗就来到了这个地方，叫做以弗所。
So Paul came to the city of Ephesus.
先是在犹太人的会堂讲道，天天跟这些犹太人传耶稣。
And he joined the synagogue first and preached gospel to these Jews.
这都是记载在《使徒行传》第十九章。
And all this being recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 19.
那些人就有的人信，有的人就是不信。
So some believed in Jesus, some didn't.
这样传了三个月。
And so Paul has been preaching and debating in the synagogue for 3 months.
他的同胞不要耶稣。
His fellow Jews do not accept Jesus.
所以他就离开了会堂，就去租一个地方，叫做推拉奴学房。
So he had to leave that synagogue and rented house where he started to preach.
对，然后在那里就开始天天讲道啊，讲了两年。
So he's been there, living there ever since, and preaching gospel, preaching Jesus for 2 years.
那 产生什么样的效果呢？
So what does this kind of preaching cause?
啊，他在那里讲道讲道讲了两年之后，
He's been preaching for 2 years.
整个的亚细亚省都听过这个福音。
So all the province of Asia Minor has heard of this great gospel through Paul.
这些听到的人不但自己信了主得救了。
And those who have heard of gospel do not just been saved.
他们还把这个福音带回到他们自己的家乡去。
But rather further, they brought the gospel to their own hometowns.
那这个福音的震撼力就让整个的小亚细亚省没有一个地方没有听过耶稣基督的福音。
And that has become a phenomenon that no one in this province of Asia Minor hasn't heard of this great gospel of Jesus.
好好想一想，我们在这里多少年了？
So imagine that, how many years had this church been here?
我们这个教会82年、83年的时候开始的。
This church was established in 1982.
到现在也有将近40年了吧
？I think it's been 40 years now.
那福音传了多远呢？
How much do we have a preached gospel? How far the gospel has traveled?
主让我们有一些弟兄姊妹能够在世界许许多多地方传福音。
And yes, indeed, we did send quite a few missionaries across the world.
但是我们跟这个以弗所的教会来比的话，在两年之内，整个他那一省都被这个福音震动。
But thinking about the province of thinking about the church of Ephesus, that during this 2 years.All the province of Asia Minor had been influenced, greatly influenced by the gospel of Jesus.
那哥罗西教会就这么开始的。
And this is how the church of Colossia was built.
保罗自己还没去过那里。
And remember that, bearing this, that Paul hasn't been there in person yet.
但是以巴佛啦，还有其他的弟兄们把这个福音带过去以后，那边就开始了这个哥罗西的教会。
But brother, Epaphras and other fellow Christians brought this great news to the city of Colossae.
所以你就知道圣灵在那个时候借着这些不同的基督徒，就是耶稣在他们里面，这个身体怎么样，就一直在那里成长。
So during this years of excitement and in preaching gospel, that God has built the church of God or the church, the body has grown much. Through all these fellow Christians.
那后来保罗离开了以弗所，又到别的地方去传道。
And later on, when Paul left the city of Ephesus, he continued his mission trip in other areas.
对，大概过了5年之后，他6年。
5 years later, five or 6 years later,
他就被逮捕。
He was apprehended.
然后就被丢在罗马的监狱里头。
And was imprisoned in Rome.
那他在监狱里头失去了自由，从人来看。
And of course, from man's perspective, he lost his freedom.
但是你很稀奇。
But amazingly,
人虽然失去了自由身，
Paul is no longer a free man.
可是那个福音的能力仍然从保罗的身上继续向外扩散。
By the power of a gospel, continue overflow through Paul.
他写了4封所谓的监狱书信。
He wrote 4 epistle letters called Epistle Letters for a Prison.
我们上礼拜读的哥罗西，今天我们读的以弗所。
So Book of Colossians and the Book of Ephesians are 2 of them.
再加上腓立门书跟腓立比书。
And a Book of Philippians.
这四本书就构成我们所谓的监狱书信，就是他在监狱里面写的。
So these are called 4 epistle letters of a prison.
读圣经的告诉我们，这四本书信虽然外面来讲他被捆绑起来了。
So from the world perspective, Paul was imprisoned.
但是他的启示却达到他的巅峰。
But the revelation of God Himself has reached the peak of it.
那他把神整个奥秘借着这个书信就把它解释出来。
And Paul illustrated or revealed truly the mystery of God through these 4 epistle letters.
所以你就想起圣经的一句话。
That kind of reminds me of one scripture of the Bible.
你们必知道真理，真理叫你们得自由。
So you shall know the truth, and the truth set you free.
我们的人今天有很多的自由，今天尤其在美国，你要做什么，要说什么。 要吃什么要玩什么随你便。
And we know that we live in a free country where you have the free will to choose whatever you want to do and whatever you want to eat or whatever you want to wear and everything.
外面看起来我们有最大的自由。
And from the world's perspective, we are free.
但从神的观点来看我们。
But from God's perspective,
我们是在罪的奴仆。死亡的辖制的里头
we are bounded and we are slaves to sin
对我们没有真自由
we do not have the true freedom
但是一个认识基督的人他如果活在神的旨意里头的人他是有最大的自由的人
but who believes in Jesus and who believes in the truth will have the greatest freedom
保罗虽然失去了肉身的自由他在灵里面却活在什么天的境界
just like a Paul He was imprisoned. That's his body. But however, in the spirit, he was living. He was living in the realm of heaven.
谁得忧郁症呢?
And who got the depressions?
照人来看，应该这一个关在监牢里的人应该得忧郁症。
Because from the world's perspective, those who was imprisoned and lost the freedom will get depressed.
但是实际上不是的。
Rather not.
是在监狱外的人想不通的人得忧郁症，在监牢里的他得自由。
Because in those who live outside the prison or live outside the world got a depression, but that very one, that Paul who was imprisoned, had the greatest freedom.
所以我们今天就要来看以弗所书，他怎么样把这一个基督的奥秘。把它解释给我们。
So from the book of Ephesians, we will see how Paul illustrates or elaborate what is truly the mystery of God.
讲了那么多，这是我的开场白。
And you know, having said so much, this is just my introduction to today's theme.
现在我们来到以弗所的本文。
And now we come to the very body, the main body of the letter of Ephesians.
好，我们要来看第一章。
Let's read. Let's look at first chapter.
以弗所书第一章，我们请打开来。
Let's open the book of Ephesians.
我给那个你们有圣经的话，请读圣经。我要看几个重要的词汇啊。
So there are a few keywords I'd like to share with you.
第一章第一节。
The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 1.
奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给在以弗所的圣徒。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus.
这里保罗开宗明义第一个词就是奉神旨意。
So you see, from the very beginning, Paul wrote this way that an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God.
好，到第五节。
And now let's jump to verse 5.
又因爱我们，就按着自己一直所喜悦的。预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Chapter, verse 5, He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the kind intention of His will.
这里有一个叫做旨意。
And so here's a key word again, His will.
对，那么到了第八节。
And verse 8.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，第九节，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
So verse 8 through 9, which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him.
那么这里你又看到一个叫做旨意，看到没有
？And here again, his will.
而且他说旨意的什么奥秘
？And to be more specific, the mystery of his will.
对吧？那么前面还有一个中文翻译叫做美意。
And the previous verse says his kind intention.
对，那中文叫做美意。
His kind intention.
好。然后第十节，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
Verse 10, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the time, that is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth.
十一节，我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
And verse 11, in him also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsels of his will.
所以我刚刚从念这些经文。
So after reading all these scriptures, verses,
你算一算旨意这个词几出现几次。
And I've counted how many times that his will have appeared.
咱们几次。
How many times?
啊第一节一次对吧
the first one,
第五节又是一次
verse,
第二次到了第九节两次、
so、
然后到了第十一节再一次五次
and one more in verse 11, so total five times.
所以在这个地方整本的以弗所书你去算的话一共出现八次
so during this book of Ephesians his will have appeared in eight times
在六章圣经里头出现八次讲到神的旨意
so in this short six chapters his will have appeared eight times
什么意思叫做旨意
so really what does his will stand for
古时候皇帝的旨意叫什么
so in ancient times what is the will of God that is holy decree
对吧？在古时候，皇帝的旨意叫做圣旨。
So in ancient times, whatever the will of the emperor is called the holy decree.
那我们都没有在皇宫住过，但是你在电视里面、电影里面总看过吧
？We probably never live in a palace, but I'm sure through the TV shows and series, we probably know what this emperor is about.
皇帝要颁布他的旨意的时候，请问是怎么一个镜头？
So what is the scene when an emperor is about to declare his will?
啊，他的重臣要跪下来接圣旨。
And all his subjects are supposed to bow down to receive his holy decree.
对不对？
Isn't it so?
你街上的阿猫阿狗能够随便接圣旨吗？
And can an average people receive the holy decree?
不能的
Probably not.
你要接皇帝的圣旨你不是一个赫赫大官你连门都没有
Because in order to receive the holy decree from emperor you have to be somebody of great importance
你必须是皇帝的重臣他相信你他把他的圣旨怎么样交给你
you have to be the close counsels or people of great importance to receive the decree of emperors
然后你得到这个圣旨之后阁下干嘛
so when his subjects receive the holy decree、
啊、
what are these people
你要照着皇帝的这个圣旨你得去执行啊
they have to carry out the will
对不对
of emperor
你执行的不好你回来要干嘛脑袋搬家的。
So if you cannot carry out the will of emperor, you will beheaded.
所以这是
as a punishment.
不得了的大事情。
So this is a great or a significant thing.
好，那么这一章圣经，保罗就要把神的圣旨向我们来怎么样表明。
So in a similar way, this is how Paul illustrated us or elaborated the will of God to us.
全本圣经大概就是。两本书讲到圣旨，讲神的旨意讲的最多。
So there are probably just two books from the whole Bible talk about the will of God.
一本就是今天我们要看的以弗所。
And one of them is the book of Ephesians.
有谁要知道猜一猜另外一本是什么？也讲旨意。
And let's guess which is the next book?
啊
？Which is another book?
罗马书。
A book of Romans.
也是讲八次。
And in the book of Romans.Will of God has been mentioned eight times.
所以你要问什么是神的旨意，你把这两本书读通了，你就懂什么叫做神的旨意。
So if you want to know the will of God, you just need to read the book of Ephesians and the book of Romans.
啊，那么这里讲神的旨意的时候，不是讲你要嫁给谁，你来问神啊，神啊，我明天要出嫁了，嫁给谁啊？啊，我明天要上班了，我要去哪一个公司啊？不是讲这个事情啊。
So the will of God here is not about we are seeking the will of God in order to know who that we're supposed to marry or what kind of job we should take.
对，我们常常问神主啊，我，你将来要我做什么？要我跟谁结婚？怎么样？怎么样？这些都是神零零星星对你个人生活发生的一些事情。这个我们说叫神的旨意。
Yeah, this might well this all this kind of a seeking or questions is still considered the will of God, but the will of God in this book is way bigger and grander than this.
现在讲的这个旨意是神 在所有这些零零星星这些小的旨意里头，最高的那个最高的那个旨意。
And this very will of God in the book of Ephesians is actually summed up all the will of God and actually reaches to the peak.
那保罗叫他什么旨意呢
？So what Paul called it? What Paul called the will of God?
我们刚刚读的第九节是说。奥秘的旨意，对吧
？In verse 8, chapter 1, verse 9, Paul says the mystery of his will.
对，这个旨意是属于什么的范围？叫做奥秘的范围。
So what's the scope of this God's will? And according to the book of Visions, it's called the mystery.
也就是说
，in the scope of the mystery.
以前是叫做最高机密。
This is the highest secret.
没有什么人知道的。
No one knows.
那保罗说：“我深知基督的奥秘啊。”
But Paul proclaimed that he truly knows the mystery of his will.
神把这个秘密开始向人启示出来了。
And God gradually reveals his mystery to us.
所以他叫做旨意的奥秘。
So this is called the mystery of his will.
那到第三章的时候呢
？So if we jump to chapter 3 of a book of Ephesians.
你看他在这里。给我们在第九节还是第九节你再来看
And once again, chapter 3, verse 9.
对又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的第十节为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧第十一节，这是照神从万事以前，在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
So, chapter 3, verse 8 through 11, through 10, it says, to me, 9 through 11, and to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery, which for ages have been hidden in God, who created all things.So that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord.
好，你刚刚注意听英文的时候，你就会听出来，在他讲到旨意之前有一个形容词。
So you probably just noticed that when we read in the English scripture, there is one word ahead of the will of God.
请我们的英文再讲一次吧。第十一节。
In verse 11, that was in accordance with the eternal purpose.
什么
Eternal.
中文有没有翻出来？中文没有翻永远的旨意。
So unfortunately, there is no such a translation to the eternal in Chinese.
对，但是中文是这样表达的。
But somehow, the Chinese translation tries to
carry out that way. 他神有一个旨意，他神有一个旨意，在什么时候就有了的呢？
That there is a purpose of God, and when was it?
对，这个旨意不是今天才想出来的。
So that purpose was not made today.
也不是耶稣道成肉身的时候才想出来的。
Or it was made during Jesus' time.
中文在这里说，在万事以前，在我们主耶稣基督里面所定的旨意。
And it's rather translated in Chinese that it's been way before a generation and through in Jesus Christ.
什么叫做万事以前
？So before the generations.
啊
？Before the generations.
就是没有天地万物，什么都没有。
So in other words, before the beginning.
对。
Before the beginning.
在 Big Bang 之前。
And before the Big Bang.
神就已经。有了一个旨意。
God has predestined His eternal purpose.
对，英文就翻译成永远的旨意。
So that's the right translation in English. It's called the eternal purpose.
什么意思
？And what does it mean?
就是这个旨意是贯穿整个的什么宇宙。
So His purpose or His eternal purpose is across all universe and all creation.
宇宙这两个字，一个是。时间一个是空间
So universe is about the time and space
对在 time and space 之上就有已经这个就有了这个旨意了
So his eternal purpose is way beyond the time and space
醒一醒啊
So just wake up
这个是头等大事啊
This is the greatest thing
没有这个天地万物没有你没有我之前神老早就在他的儿子耶稣基督里面定规了一个旨意
Because God has predestined his eternal purpose in Jesus Christ before the beginning. So in other words, before the universe, before the time and the space, and before you and me.
对，他在什么都没有的时候就把一个旨意定出来了。
And before nothing, before there is nothing, he has predestined his purpose.
后面所有的创造。
So all the creation following.
不管是物质的世界。
Whether it's a physical world.
不管是属灵的世界。
Or a spiritual world.
一切的一切。
And before everything.
都根据什么？
And everything.
这个旨意。
Is in accordance with his eternal purpose.
因此。
So.
你要问。为什么有你？为什么有我？为什么有这个大宇宙
？So where when we ask where there's a universe, where why there's you and me?
你要找答案。
When you try to find this very answer.
到哪里找
？Where do you need to find?
啊，就到这个旨意里头去找。
You only need to find it in His eternal purpose.
我们哪一年盖这个楼的
？And do you remember when we build this sanctuary?
2001年
I think we built this
我们建了这个楼
in 2001.
你要知道我们为建这个楼毕教会曾经开了多少年的会
And you know before we built this very building how many meetings have we been going through
十年
For 10 years
为着要建还是不要建我们这些伟大的执事们还有伟大的弟兄姐妹们先先后后开了无数次的会我们可怜的旧弟兄不知道花了几百个图
And before we reached the decision to build this building, our great deacons and great brothers and sisters have been meeting over this past have been meeting over 10 years, and our great brother B has drawn many drawings. Brother Joe has drawn so many blueprints.
然后好不容易终于有一天说建了。
And finally, we were able to build this building.
建这个房子很快，一年就盖起来了。
It just took us a year to finish this construction.
但是为着要不要建，可了不得啊。
But it took us 10 years to debate over if we need to build this building.
后来这个旨意定了，后面就好办了。
So Ben, when we reached that decision, the action soon took over after.
那为什么要建那就辩论的死去活来。
And so why do we need to build this building? It took us 10 years to debate.
有的人说要建有的人说不要建、啊、有的人说这个有的人说那个真是什么一大堆什么都有。
And some agree, some disagree, and it took us 10 years to finally reach the mutual agreement.
所以最后我们今天能够在这里有一个安安心心可以好好在这里聚会也聚了快二十年
and,
快二十年了吧。
And after we have
不止了啊十七年。
And so let's look at this. It took us 10 years to debate over, to reach a decision. It took us 1 year to build this building, and we've been here ever since for 17 years.
对，那你就会问为什么建？
So and to this day, you may ask, why do we build this building?
对吧？这个答案就你要到原初的那个 decision 里头，你去找到它的原因。
So, you know, in order to know why we decide to build this building, you have to go back to refer to the final, the mutual decision.
所以一切都有它的原来龙去脉，有它的原因与它的后果。
So, in everything, there is a cause and effect. So there is a decision and there is action.
对，所以整个的人，今天我们在那里找为什么，为什么，为什么。
So.Today's world, when a man is seeking the ultimate answer of why there is you, why there are you, why there is me.
这一切你都必须回到原初去。
So why there is everything, you have to go back to the very beginning.
在没有你没有我以前，这个旨意老早就定出来了。
You have to go to the very beginning, that is the eternal purpose before the beginning.
今天我们出现在这个。大洪流大的时间的里边我们出现在这个点我们会觉得我们自己是何等的渺小
and so if we look from that perspective you will find out we will find ourselves so small in this particular time of this long history
但你要在这么一个小点里头找到它的意义你没有找到那个绝对的旨意你永远没有答案
and in order to find that very ultimate purpose of that particular of you if you cannot go back to the very beginning or the very source there is no way out
所以当我们第一个觉醒的时候我们 认识了神，感谢神。
So when we our souls awakened by God, thanks be to God.
我们信了神，我们接受了耶稣，我们找到了人生第一个方向。
Once we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we finally on the right track.
我们知道，哦，原来我这个渺小的人，并不渺小，因为是神造的。
And we came to realize, although we look small, we're not as small because we were made out of the image of God.
神在我们的身上是有他的旨意的。
And there's a great purpose in every one of us through from God.
那如果你继续好好的读神的话，
if we continue to read the Word of God,
你第一个得到一个解释，他为什么救你？
There is a first explanation why God saved us.
所以你看以弗所书，你去读的时候，你会发现。你在第二章第一节。
So, when we're reading this book of Ephesians, especially on chapter 2, verse 1.
对，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
And you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
以前我们是怎么样一个人呢？
So who were we before we were saved?
第二节，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
In verse 2, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
第三节，我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Verse 3, among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest.
第四节我们一起念。
So let's read together the verse 4.
然而神既有丰盛的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。所以这里保罗很简单的几句话就把我们过去的历史怎么样说出来了。
So in chapter 2, Paul described who were we before we were saved.
我们不认识神的时候，我们是在谁的手中？
Before we didn't know God or we were saved by God, who were in hand?
在空中邪灵那个掌权者的手中。
We are actually under the power of the air.
我上礼拜不是跟你讲台湾选举吗？
I talk a little bit about Taiwan's election.
选的昏天黑地的，全国震动。
And this is a quite a great excitement and a turbulence.
里面有好些镜头很使我震动，是什么？
And I was quite shocked by a few of the scenes.
不管你是什么党。
No matter which party you belong to,
不管你选什么，
and what,
从总统
what seat you elect for,
从总统到小民，
from the president down to the very average person,
都做同样一件事，
they just did one thing.
拿着香到庙里面怎么样拜？
And they took infants and incense and bow before the idols.
从总统到小民都一样。
And worshipped idols from the very top of president to the down to the
very average person. 拜的结果是什么？
他们
第一句话总是封。求菩萨或者神明保佑这个风调雨顺，对吧？
And the first one they always pray is to pray to the spirits that make everything that all things will be smooth.
稀奇的是，是风调雨顺，农作物大丰收。
And I'm sure the spirits or the idol did answer the prayers. There's a great harvest everywhere.
对，结果呢？因为 supply demand 这个多丰收的时候，物价大跌。
And according to the law of supply and demand, since there is much in the supply and there is less in demand, so the prices drop down.
对，虽然风调雨顺，物产丰收，可是没有市场，物价大跌，农民。渔民还是很穷啊。
So as much as the weather cooperates and everything cooperates, there is a great harvest in all crops and fish and fishery. But since there is not much in demand, the prices crash down.
那政治家说，哦，这是某某政党领导无方，所以你们穷，又穷又老。
So the politicians blame the opposing party for their doing nothing.
真正的答案是说，你们拜的神怎么样，仍然让你。又穷又老。
Because, but the true answer to that is truly the spirits they worship or the idol they worship made them poor and old.
他 他们从上到下都在拜。
Because from the top of president down to the average person,
这就是人的可怜。
Everybody worship idols.
我们认为我们找到答案了。
And we know that we think we know the answer.
但是我们并没有。
But we do not.
除非你找到谁。
Unless.
啊、
unless,
找到真神
unless you found this very
找到给我们生命气息掌管万有的这位宇宙的主宰
who has granted us the breath of life and who is the very beginning of the universe
对吧所以你要找到答案你必须找到这一个造物的神
so in order to find all the answers we have to find this very one creator
好他后面说 第八节到第十节你们得救是本乎恩也因着信信这并不是出于自己乃是神所赐的也不是出于行为免得有人自夸我们原是他的工作在基督耶稣里造成的
So verse 8 through 10 For by grace you have been saved through faith and that not of yourselves it is the gift of God not as a result of works so that no one may boast for we are his workmanshipcreated in Christ Jesus for good works.
好，所以在这个地方，保罗就指出来，今天我们基督徒感谢赞美主，我们是从以前那个大的黑暗、大的捆绑里面被释放出来了。
And it's truly God's grace that we were saved and we used to be bounded, but now we were saved by God.
不是我们做了什么好事
It's not that we do some great things.
也不是我们比别人聪明
or, not, or we are smarter than others
一切的一切都是什么神的恩典
All in all, that's God's grace
我们只做了一件事
we just did one thing
什么事信
Simply believing
对吧我们只是简单的信神就把这个恩典白白赐给我们哈利路亚感谢主
By simply believing Jesus, God granted this great graceThanks be to God and hallelujah.
可惜的是什么
But unfortunately,
我们基督徒就到此为止了
And this is it for most Christians.
我们认为这就是我们信仰的全部了
And we think this is the very, that's all.
我们的罪得赦免
Our sins has been forgiven.
我们可以得自由
And we are free men now.
我们将来不需要下地狱将来可以上天堂
We don't need to go down to hell after death.
那我们就是也一样跟拜偶像的时候一样拜神
So what's the difference? What's the difference than those people that who worship the idols?
神啊，保守我们子孙都好。
It's like we're worshiping God just for the blessing and for the blessings over generations.
平平安安，不要有灾祸。
And we have the peace all the time.
对不对？钱越赚越多。
And making more money.
啊，工作越来越兴盛。
And our work will advance.
天哪，我们求的跟那一些拜偶像的。一不一样啊？一样的。
And what's the difference between we Christians worshiping God this way, and those who worship the idols? There is no difference at all.
所以为什么没有忧郁症？基督徒照忧郁不误啊
！So why do some of the Christians still have depression?
你什么都有了。
You have everything.
你仍然没有快乐。
Yet we still do not have happiness.
你以为你得救了，但是有一天发现不过如此。
We think we're saved, and then realize it's nothing.
有没有啊？
Do you feel
我们这样基督徒不敢吭气了。
You probably won't just admit that. It's hard. It's hard
因为这是事实。
Because this is the truth.
为什么
？Why？
很简单。
Simply put，
我们信耶稣也是为了自己。
We believe in Jesus Christ for the sake.
我们得救还是为了自己。
And we were saved for the sake of us.
跟你以前在庙里面求的时候一样的心态。
It's no difference than before we believe in Jesus Christ.
我们都是以自己的利益得失做我们信仰的原因。
Because we're very self-centered.
以前你不认识神，你到庙里去拜假神，你是为了自己去拜的。
So before we believe in Jesus Christ, worship idols for the sake of us.
今天我们得救信耶稣，也是为了你自己来信的。
And now we were saved and believe in Jesus Christ for the sake of us as well.
所以一切以自己为中心，你的出路还是死路一条。
Because we are self-centered in everything, in this way there is no way out.
所以主耶稣对他的门徒说。
So Jesus said to his disciples,
你若要救你自己的魂
if you want to save your soul,
你就失去你的魂
you have to lose your soul.
你为我和福音失去你的魂
if you lose your soul for the sake of me and the gospel,
你就得了你的魂
you will regain or receive your soul.
这是耶稣讲了又讲的话。
And this is actually, Jesus has said this over and over.
可是我们懂了没有？
But do we really understand?
太少了。
Probably not.
有人懂，有人不，大部分人没有懂。
Some understand, but most of us still don't understand it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So my dear fellow Christians.
我们得救的见证是真实的。
So the testimony of our salvation is true.
我们得着恩典也是真实的。
And receiving His grace is true.
但是你必须有突破。
But you have to have your own breakthrough.
你从什么突破呢？从你自己突破。
So where do you have the breakthrough? Through you.
你如果一切一切还是为着你的一切，你的神只不过跟庙里的偶像是一样的。
So if we're still self-centered in everything, our God is nothing but another idol in the temple.
所以出路在哪里？
So where is our way out?
以前我们为自己的旨意而活，对吗？
We used to live ourselves for our own purpose.
聪明的弟兄姐妹。
So my smartest,
那现在答案是什么？
So what is the answer? What is the right answer?
保罗在这里讲八次旨意，旨意，旨意。他讲什么？
So Paul mentioned eight times of his will.
你开始要注意。神的旨意。
Now we have to pay attention to His will.
你不要再想你自己的旨意了。
Not our will.
你想一想，他为什么牺牲他的儿子？你想一想，他为什么摆上这一切？是为什么？
So we have to think about why God give us His begotten Son.
哦，就是我将来不要下地狱，可以上天堂。我太可爱了。
It's just been, it's more than that. We just, you know, so that we do not have to go down to hell. Or we are lovely.
是吗？
Is it so?
阁下这么可爱，他必须把他的儿子牺牲，为着你不要下地狱，可以上天堂。
Because we are awesome, so God has to give His only begotten Son to us.
不，对不起，这样说，你把你的神看得太小了。跟庙里那个偶像差不了多少。
Forgive me if I'm saying that. If this is a way, you took your own God too lowly, just like another idol in the temple.
所以，保罗就把我们的眼睛从自己转向。
So Paul persuaded us to move our focus from us to God.
神有一个永远的旨意。
Because there is one eternal purpose of God.
这个旨意是从永远到永远的过去到永远的将来。不会改变。
From the everlasting beginning to the everlasting end.
那你如果明白他的旨意，
If we truly understand his eternal purpose,
那什么是我们基督徒应该有的人生观？
So truly, what is our life value?
啊，就是当你在神的面前接下这个圣旨的时候。
So when we bow down to receive his holy decree or his holy intention, purpose.
请问这个人，这个官，从皇帝接圣旨以后，他应该怎么做？
So what a subject of an emperor supposed to do when he received the holy decree from the emperor?
他要做什么做？
What does he need to do?
他拼上他一切怎么样？把皇帝的旨意干嘛？把它完成了。
He would try his very best to carry out the emperor's will.
对吗？
Is it so?
你们不敢回答了。
Is it so?
他没有第二条路的。
There is no other way.
他只有一条路。
He just has this
one way. 对不
对？
你要为这个皇帝的大臣，你只有一条路，就是乖乖的把皇帝的旨意怎么样，拼上一切完成它。
So as subjects of emperors, there is no other way for them to carry out the will of God.
你不完成，脑袋搬家，就是这么简单。
So because if the subjects were not able to carry out the will of emperors, the punishment is beheaded.
对吧？
Beheaded.
那对于每一个基督徒来讲呢？
And for every Christian,
我们就是第一，你要知道神为什么救你。
Number one, we have to know why God saved us.
第二，你要明白他救你的目的在哪里。
And number two, we have to understand the purpose of being saved.
他在你的身上有一个伟大的什么旨意
？Because for each and every one of us, there is a great purpose from God. There is a great purpose of God.
你要为这个旨意献身。
You have to offer yourself your body as a living sacrifice.
你要把你的旨意放掉。
You have to give up your own will.
成就他的旨意。
But to exalt his will.
主耶稣有很短暂的忧郁症，你知道吗？
And you know that even as Jesus, the man of God, has a short period of time of depression.
你想一想，在哪里啊？
You know where? Where and when?
啊？
Did he suffer depression?
克西马尼园啊？
During that garden of a
Gethsemane,
他
说过三次。
He said three times.
我心里忧愁，几乎要死。有没有这句话
My heart is heavy, it's almost to death.
所以主耶稣在那一刻也是有忧郁症的。
So during that, the heaviest moment, he was depressed as
well. 忧郁的他几乎要死啊。
As depressed as he is, he's almost to die.
他需要祷告三次啊。
He had to pray three times.
圣经形容他祷告的时候不是像我们睡睡就睡着了，他的门徒都睡着了。
So, unlike his disciples beside him, when they prayed almost to sleep.
主在科西玛尼园的祷告祷到一个什么地步？
And during his, during in his prayer.
他说我汗流如血点一样。
In that he sweat almost like the drops of blood.
为什么？
Why?
他为什么祷告到汗如血点一样出来呢？
Why he prayed to such a way that he sweats almost like the drop of blood?
因为他心里面有一个什么？斗争。
Because there was a struggling, great struggling in the heart of, in his heart. He said,
倘若可行，
if it is permissible,
求你让这个杯撤去。
Please remove the cup.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
啊，这个杯代表什么？
So what this cup represent?
就是上十字架。
The going to the cross and being crucified.
连耶稣都说，如果可以的话，让这个杯撤了。
Even Jesus said, "The Father, if it is permissible, please remove that cup."
没有人要上十字架。
No one wants to go to the cross.
连耶稣都说，可以的话，我也不要上了。
Even as Jesus.
但是他说什么？
But he continued.
不要照我的意思，而是要照你的意思。
It is not according to my will, but according to your will.
要讲这句话，讲容易啊，
it's easy,
行可不容易啊。
It's easy to say, but hard to do.
对吧？他要有的斗争是汗流如血出来。
And he struggled so much that when he prayed, he sweated like the drops of blood.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个代价。极高，对不对？
And this is the greatest, this is the greatest price that Jesus has paid.
不得了的挣扎。
And this is a great,
是在两个旨意中的挣扎。
Between two wills.
哪一个旨意？一个是我的旨意。
One is my will.
另外一个呢？父的旨意。
Another is Father's will.
照我的意思。
According to my will.
免了吧。
Jesus would rather not to go to the cross and be crucified.
但是他说，我愿意照你的。
But Jesus continued to pray, but according to your will.
这是十字架的真正的意思，在这个地方。
So this is truly the true meaning of cross.
是意志的斗争。
It's really the struggle of wills.
是意志的屈服。
And it's the submission of wills.
是意志的拣选。
And it's the chosen. It's the choosing of wills.
我们每一个人都必须经过这个过程。
And we have to go through the same experience.
所以主耶稣才会说。若有人要跟从我，
so no wonder Jesus said, if somebody wants to follow me,
你得天天背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
You have to bear with your own cross to follow me daily.
他自己做一个注解。
And he put a note on that.
这个十字架不是姐妹挂在这里的那个十字架。
It's not a cross that on your necklace.
是什么？是舍己的十字架。
It's a cross of self-denial.
是把自己否定掉。
In other words, we deny ourselves.
这是我们每一个基督徒要在找到基督徒人生的价值的时候必走的路，就是这条路。
And this is the way we must take before we truly find the true purpose of being a Christian.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So my dear fellow Christians,
我想以弗所书我要讲几次。
And I think I'm going to share a few times about this book of Ephesians.
对，今天这是第一堂。
And today is the first one.
我让大家看一看什么叫做神永远的旨意。
And like, this is a kind of a brief introduction to the will of God or the eternal purpose of God.
对，这个旨意保罗也叫它叫奥秘的旨意。
And the apostle also called it the mystery of God's will.
以前是怎么样藏起来的？
It used to be hidden.
没有人知道。
No one knows.
一直到耶稣来了。
Until Jesus came,
把这个旨意发表，
and revealed himself,
然后再启示给保罗，
and revealed to Paul.
保罗本来是照自己旨意行的人，对吧？
Paul used to be the one who followed his
他认为他在爱神，
he thought he loved God.
但是耶稣说，保罗，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
But Jesus told him, Paul, Saul, Saul, why were you persecuting me?
所以那一天起，他就人生就180度的改变。
And on that very moment, his life was upside down.
我们所有的人，如果我们不没有碰到耶稣，没有见过他的十字架， 我们都是逼迫耶稣的人。
How do we not know Jesus, being saved by Jesus? We were all just like Saul, persecuting Jesus.
对，没有一个例外。
No one exception.
除非
unless
你开始认识神的什么永远的旨意。
Unless we come to realize and understand God's eternal purpose.
而愿意把自己的旨意怎么样放下，拣选他的旨意。
And to give up our own will and choose God's will as our will.
下次要不要再来听啊
？So do you want to continue this message on the Book of Ephesians?
好好的，你好好把这本书六章圣经来回读它个几次。
If you read a few times of this book of Ephesians, just a few chapters, six chapters.
这是保罗所得到的最高的启示。
And I'm telling you, this is the highest revelation that Paul has ever received from God.
保罗的一生，你浓缩起来，就是。这两本书
and his Paul's life actually had been summed up in the book of Ephesians and the book of Colossians.
在监牢最不自由的时候写的两本书
When he this is the most this is the freest illustration of his understanding of the mystery of God. When he is not free, imprisoned and in Rome.
讲到神的旨意
and about.The purpose of life, purpose of God.
这是宇宙中最重要的真理。
And this is the greatest truth in the universe.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow down and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你没有把你自己隐藏，不向我们启示。
You are not hiding from yourself and not revealing to us.
你乐意将你的儿子启示给我们。
And because it is your will, you're willing to reveal your Son to us.
我们因着你的儿子，我们得救。
And through your Son Jesus Christ, we were saved.
但是主，我们还要继续向你认罪。
But Lord, we want to confess our sins before you.
我们虽然得救了。
Although we were saved,
我们还是一个爱自己超过爱神的人。
We were still loving ourselves more than loving you.
我们要神祝福我们，
and we
带领我们。
We want your blessing and guidance.
但是我们没有想到，我们需要来爱你的旨意。
But we're not think of much of a loving your will and following your will.
因为这一切都是根据你旨意才有的。
Because everything was predestined according to eternal purpose.
你救我们
，You saved us，
是为着这个旨意的成
就。For this very purpose, the fulfillment of your purpose.
但愿我们没有人在为自己活。
So we pray that no one is living for our own will.
我们乃是为着。为我们死而复活的主的旨意而活
but rather for the will of our resurrected Lord
听我们的祷告
hearing this prayer
耶稣基督宝贵的
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray
Amen
Amen